I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Iranian protests have finally subsided, but they've been the largest Iran has seen in decades. The social pressure leading up to the protests has been building up ahead of steam after years of frustration and poor economic opportunity. Despite being non-political, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, has been caught in the crosshairs of the recent Iranian protests. Sat7's Vice President for Ministry Partnerships, Dennis Wien, shares.
They're blocking some of the internet access. They're blocking some of the apps like Telegram app, and that's very important to Sat7 PARS broadcast because we use the Telegram app for distribution of content and for follow-up and for encouragement and to distribute some of our programming.
Pray that open communication will resume and that the hope of Christ can be injected into a very tumultuous time. And January is Human Trafficking Awareness Month. There are over 24 million victims trapped in modern-day slavery, either through forced labor or the sex trade. Food for the Hungry's Gary Edmonds has witnessed human trafficking and the poverty that fuels it.
I was in a community in India, and I saw a father say, I'm going to place my 12-year-old daughter up for sale. And for him, it was simply a matter of survival. He knew of no other way. For 500 years, the culture of this community had said this is legitimate.
FH's ministry gets in front of human trafficking by teaching poor families new livelihood skills. They're also providing healing through safe homes in India for trafficked girls. And they combine it with the truth of God's love. Pray for an end to the evil of modern-day slavery. Get the details and more at missionnews.org and find your place in the story. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.